time for some audio-described news now, and we are heading to the Bally, Scottish Bally, in fact. They're on tour with a classic, and I believe it has a modern twist as well. There will be some audio-described shows, and tell us more, we have with us Emma Jane McHenry.
Lovely to be talking to you again, Alan. As you mentioned, it's a classic, but with a very modern twist. So modern costumes, choreography by David Dawson. It was created in 2016, and then the company tried to schedule it in 2020, and we all know what happened then. And unfortunately, it wasn't performed again until now.
Do these modern twists then, do you think that appeals to more people and brings more people to see the ballet?
I definitely think so. I mean, it's got the original Tchaikovsky score, and it'll be played live by Scottish Ballet's orchestra, so that will bring people in. There's always a curiosity as to see what choreographers do to new versions of traditional stories, Purity being the White Swan, Odette, and Seduction being the Black Swan ordeal.
For many of our listeners, EJ, audio-described shows with touch tours are all important. How does it work then with Swan Lake and it being a ballet with such very physical performances, very visual performances?
Yeah, I think it really lends itself to quite a poetic style of audio description. We try not to use a lot of balletic terminology, and there are certain words that mean certain movements in ballet. And we tend to stray away from those because I feel it alienates a certain percentage of the audience. So we really go for the shape, the quality, the feeling of the movement with continuing the story, entrances and exits of the various characters. And it's always that balance between how much do you say and how much space do you leave. And I think with such a well-known score as the Tchaikovsky score, it is important to leave space for the music, but there's always something happening on stage. So it's a constant kind of juggling act. And even though we write scripts that are very meticulous and the timing has to be very meticulous, we still have to leave ourselves open to reacting in the moment with the live description. So here's an example of how it all works.
Swan's rise drift past the brilliant light breaking its beam. Expansive gestures, sweeping limbs, bodies appear blurred, obscured by the escaping beams of light. We follow Odette, focus taken down to her legs, up again, rejoining the flock. Pointed feet skim, bodies rise on point, different times. Strong, serene, trailing arms, darting upwards, sharp as a blade. Feet neatly crossed, Odette and Swan's on the foreground. Others dip and soar in the periphery. Odette lifts a majestic balance. Swans coming and going from our frame. Arms float upwards, a beat trail downwards, like soar and arc the dappled light. A slide as Odette skims the smooth surface, teetering, shimmering on point, rising, diving, cutting and reforming. The dazzling light fills the frame for a moment, then fades, giving us a clear view. Two step rapidly on point, rise into a balance. Spiral turns, wrists held, others dash, arms pressed back through a burst of light. Soaring, pressing down as they run into a whipped spin. They settle, turn, dipping into place. Our focus is taken to Odette as she dives and soars. The strong light breaks just above the horizon. Her body is bathed in a golden glow. She trails her sweeping arms over her body through the air. Arms power out, hands flex downwards. She leads, diving, soaring her head through the brilliant light as it streams across the body of the swans. Their torsos arc and swing, strain and release from fixed positions behind her. Focus is drawn to her face once more, out again to the fixed flock. Obscuring the horizon, she pushes her swan arms wide, back with flocked wrists. Taking flight, the others join her in this powerful moment. Arms scoop, settle, as the swans hold their position behind their queen.
Just going back to the touch tours, EJ, they do really play a part in painting that picture in your mind. You know, the costumes are usually very elaborate, even some of the props as well. So it really all does tie together to really give that all-encompassing performance.
Absolutely. And with ballet, they tend to be busy shows, so busy in terms of content, but in terms of costumes and props too. So I think it's a real chance to have a bit of a quiet time, if you like, and start to get to know the production a little bit better. It's really helpful because it gets all that in a little bit ahead of time. You can relax into your seat and relax into our audio description.
For the performances then, EJ, I mean, I'm sure Swan Lake is a hugely popular show. Tickets will be selling fast. How do people go about bookings and maybe looking at the headsets and the touch tours and so on?
Sure, yeah, it is a popular show, I think, because it hasn't been performed since 2016. So you can still get tickets, and it's best to contact the theatres directly, and often they have access lines, and I'll give you the numbers for each individual venue in a moment. Headsets are available at the Audio Described performances from most box offices, but even if you've booked tickets already and haven't requested a headset, you can still get one on the day, that's no problem. And touch tours happen at 1 o'clock before every Audio Described performance, and these can still be booked through the box office. Our first Audio Described performance is Saturday the 6th of April at the Theatre Royal Glasgow. There's a touch tour at 1 p.m. and the Audio Described performance is 2:30. Phone the access booking line on 0800 912 6971. And then next we're on to His Majesty's Theatre Aberdeen, and that's on Saturday the 20th of April. You can contact on 01224 641 122, and again touch tour at 1 p.m. and Audio Described performance at 2:30. Moving on then to the Festival Theatre Edinburgh, the Audio Described performance is on Saturday the 4th of May with our touch tour at 1 p.m. and the matinee starts at 2:30, and you can contact the Festival Theatre Edinburgh on 0131 529 6000. And can I just mention that, not that we're thinking of Christmas, but Nutcracker is on sale now, and you can look on our website, www.scottishballet.co.uk.
I'm going to chalk that up as a record, Emma Jane, because I've never talked about Christmas performances this early in the year. But hey, why not? And please, as Emma said, don't be slow, get in there, check out the tickets. If you've never been before, do have a go. Emma Jane, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, you're welcome, Alan. Lovely to speak to you.